It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Norm was out on the casting call, who did Cheers turn to?
The police!
When Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champion in history and no sparring partners could be found, who did the champ turn to?
The police!
Now, this world-renowned barfly slash pugilist has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul LaVoy.
You can knock me down, watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
And good morning. Welcome to Speak Out. It is Thursday, January 20th, 2022, and this is Speak Out from the Radio Central Studios in Lake Havasu City. And with me on the line, I've got a special guest. I'm bringing back to the show. I always like it when you're on, Brittany. Brittany Estrella from Vitalant in Las Vegas. We're going to talk about blood donations and that sort of thing. How are you, Brittany?
Hi, good morning. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Thank you. And we'll talk about, there's a big sweepstakes that they're, I hope I'm using the right word anyway, the $5,000 big game giveaway that Vitalant's going to be promoting, hosting, that sort of thing. And our listeners, as blood donors, can have a chance to be a part of that. I want to talk about some programming first on our sports station, Brittany, and then we'll get to our interview. And then at the bottom of the hour, we've got the Little Delbert Days Friends of the Fair coming into the studio. So we've already got one cowboy in the house, and I think he's bringing some other friends with him when he comes in at the bottom of the hour. Anyway, Phoenix Suns are taking on the Dallas Mavericks. That's tonight, 5:30. That's in Dallas. And then at 9 o'clock, a 9 p.m. tip-off on this Pac-12 matchup between the U of A Wildcats. I believe they're third-ranked in the nation right now at Stanford, and that's in Palo Alto. Then this weekend, we have a full schedule of playoff action in the divisional playoffs for the NFL. You got the Bengals at Titans, the first game on Saturday, the Niners at the Packers, and that's the second game with a 6:15 p.m. Kind of a floating kickoff, if you will. And then on Sunday, the Rams are going to Tampa Bay to take on the GOAT, Tom Brady, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's a 12:30 start on our sports station. And then the final game of the weekend in the NFL for the playoffs is the Buffalo Bills at the Kansas City Chiefs, 4:30 p.m. And that's the sports schedule for 980 a.m., 94.3 and 100.5 FM, KNTR Sports. Welcome to the team. And Brittany, do you have a favorite for the a favorite NFL team? Is it the Las Vegas Raiders?
I'm glad to say I've got to go with the Raiders now that they're here in Las Vegas.
Right. Have you been to any games yet?
I haven't. You know, we were supposed to go a couple weeks ago, but unfortunately we weren't able to make it, but I'm hoping to see a game there. I heard the stadium's amazing.
Oh, right. The Raiders and, the of course, the Golden Knights are the hot draw right now, now that the Raiders season's over. But two pro teams in Vegas, who would have thought? So, anyway, let's talk about Vitalant and what Vitalant does for the communities here in the tri-state area. You service all three cities and all the communities in between. That would be Lake Havasu City, Bullhead City, and Kingman. And you do that through mobile drives, right?
That's right. You know, we're always out in the tri-state area. We can set up an inside setup blood drive or bring out our blood mobiles. We have a ton of community support, so we're so grateful for those in the tri-state who always support us. And, you know, right now there's a national critical blood shortage right. that we're experiencing. So thank you, Paul, for having us on again, because it's a really important time right now to give back for hospital patients. You know, we're seeing a historic 2-year low in the blood supply, and this is something that is really affected by the pandemic. You know, we're seeing cancellations of blood drives, and this new Omicron variant is affecting people's attendance at blood drives, and, you know, it's a really dangerously low blood supply level that we're experiencing right now.
Right. It's kind of a perfect storm for blood collection industry, isn't it? With the COVID pandemic and just everything that's happening right now, it's a perfect storm for that type of shortage. Then you have the schools closing too, which really affects you.
Exactly. You know, last week with a lot of the schools that went on pause, and just throughout the pandemic, you know, 25% of our blood donors are actually students, and those comprise high school and college age students. And without those blood drives taking place anymore, you know, we're seeing a lot less people come out. So it's a combination of many factors. And, you know, we hope that anyone who is feeling healthy and well can come donate blood at this time. You know, we have our requirements listed on vitalant.org. If you've never donated blood before, it's a quick and easy procedure. It takes about 10 to 12 minutes just for a whole blood donation and about an hour of your time. So you'll check into the blood drive. You'll have a pre-screening interview. You'll head to your donor chair. Like I said, you know, 10 to 12 minutes. It's really quick and painless. And then you'll head on, get your refreshments, and be on your way. So we just want to encourage anyone, if you're feeling healthy and well, especially right now, you know, type O blood, we have less than a 2-day supply. Ooh. And that's type O is, you know, the universal blood type. So O positive can go to any positive blood type. And O negative can go to any blood type that exists. So we're really asking those, if you know your type O, to donate, because it's a dangerously low level that we're seeing right now.
So I'm an O negative. That means I would be definitely preferred for a double. Is that correct?
That's right. And I'm glad you brought that up, too. So a double donation, or we call it a power red, you know, it takes about 20 to 30 minutes longer than your typical blood donation. And, you know, that can save more lives. So especially, like you said, if you're type O negative or O positive, we definitely encourage you to do, you know, that power red donation, because you can contribute even more red blood cells to help those who may be in a trauma situation. You know, your blood type can help in an emergency room where someone's experienced a car accident or a shooting, or they have extreme blood loss from a trauma, and that type O negative would go in that situation to that hospital patient when there's only seconds remaining to save that patient's life.
So you talked about the interview process very briefly. Do they still have the interview process online where you can pre-screen some of the questions?
Yes, and I'm glad you brought that up. It's called a fast-track form, so you can just speed up your process a little bit. Mm-hmm. On your day of your donation in the morning, you can visit vitalant.org, and you'll fill out the questionnaire. So it's basically just a list of questions regarding your health, travel-based questions, and, of course, COVID-19 screening questions as well. And you'll fill that out, and it just kind of speeds up the process so you can be in and out in a little bit quicker time than doing your interview in person. And if you prefer to do your interview in person as well, you can, of course, do that route as well.
All right, let's talk about the big promotion now, the $5,000 big game giveaway. This actually sounds pretty cool, but I want you to tell me about it.
That's right, yeah. So in the month of January, which is, by the way, it's National Blood Donor Month, and especially right now with our critical national shortage, you know, it's always the lowest month for donations every year, and especially this year, we're seeing that 2-year low. So in honor of the big game coming up, we're giving out 5 $1,000 gift cards this month, and everyone that donates in the month of January will receive this drawing entry to receive one of these gift cards, and the winners will be notified via email. And, you know, we're just excited to offer this incentive to our donors. You know, it kind of sweetens the deal a little bit to donate, but we know that the ultimate incentive, you know, of course, is to save a life with your blood donation.
So that's five $1,000 gift cards that you're giving away?
That's right, yep. Five $1,000 prepaid gift cards. So you can use that however you would like. You know, it's just another reason to give back to those in our community right now. You know, there's so many different hospital patients that need blood donations. Someone in the trauma center, to a mother having birthing complications or premature babies, and also cancer and leukemia patients. So just know that with your donation, you know, you can help to save one of these patients' lives.
Wow. I don't know anyone who can't use $1,000, you know, via a gift card. That's a very nice prize. So how does that work? Does the winner have to be present to win? How does all this work?
You would just have to have an account with us, so any of our donors can be signed up, and we will notify you via email if you've won the prize. So you don't have to be present at a physical drawing. It's just every Vitalant donor in the month of January. If you've attended one of our mobile blood drives or one of our donor centers, you'll be entered in to win this special prize.
Oh, that is very cool. All right, we're going to take a short break, but I want to remind our listeners in all of the cities of the tri-state, all the towns as well, you can make an appointment or get more information at vitalant.org. That's V-I-T-A-L-A-N-T, vitalant.org, or you can call 877-25-VITAL. All right, so we're going to take a short break, Brittany, and we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more. People have questions about their vaccination status and donating blood, and then you can talk about all about the donation process, what it's like when you get to the door all the way to when you get to the cookies, right?
That's right. The sweetest part.
That's right. You can't leave out the cookies. All right. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie along with Brittany Estrella from Vitalant, and we'll have the Little Delbert Days Friends of the Fair in the studio shortly. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out for a Thursday. All right, welcome back to Speak Out, and we'll get back with Brittany from Vitalant in just a moment. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, also Patio Paradise, the Lewis team, Coldwell Banker, with team leader Bobby Lewis, Julie Lewis, Brian Besley, and Lori Rule, also Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Springberg Wealth Management, the Better Business Bureau, and by Kevin Barbarita and Barbarita Realty Consultants. With over 35 years in the Laughlin community, located in the Laughlin Town Center, and you can visit their website at laughlinnevada.net. Don't forget, we stream live at kntrtalk.com. Our archives are there as well as the archive for Speak Out 2.0. And Larry's guest today is Gail Moscato from Saint. She'll be in the first half hour. And then pretty sure that Matt Hanrahan from Barron Services is going to be the second half hour guest on Speak Out 2.0 today. In fact, I know that's true because I heard it yesterday on the show. All right, and that's after news and a short break, of course, at the top of the hour. And Brittany, you're no stranger to Speak Out 2.0 as well. You hit both shows with equal regularity, don't you?
That's right. You know, thank you, Paul and Larry, you know, for all of your amazing support and for, you know, being regular blood donors as well. You know, it's people like you to spread the word in the community about how important blood donation is and just speak firsthand about it. So thank you.
Well, I appreciate the kudos, but I don't know about the blood donor part. I haven't donated in a while, so I'm going to call myself out there, and I know I should go in and do a double, especially being an O negative donor. So, and the importance about that O negative, like you were saying, is we can jumpstart any blood type. They can take one unit of O negative blood until they find another unit of, say, whether they're AB positive or whatever blood type they are.
Right, you know, blood donation, it's specifically matched to that patient's blood type. So I know we talked about type O, but with the shortage, you know, every blood type is needed. There may be someone in the hospital that is waiting on your blood type specifically with either an emergency procedure or an elective scheduled surgery that needs your blood type. So I encourage anyone who's feeling healthy and well, if you know you're eligible to donate or if you're unsure, visit mytalent.org, or you can give us a call at 877-25-VITAL. We can walk through any questions you may have in regards to blood donation, but just know, you know, we're experiencing a critical blood shortage. It's affecting us here in Las Vegas, in the tri-state area, everywhere in Arizona, and nationwide. So we're seeing the same thing locally that we're seeing on a national scale right now. And we're at dangerously low levels of blood donations right now. So we ask you, if you're feeling well, to donate and help to save a life.
You know, and I can't count the number of people that I've talked to that don't realize that blood actually has a shelf life. Like milk, for example, it spoils. It loses its oxygen-carrying properties, doesn't it?
That's right. You know, blood has a short shelf life of only 42 days. And right now with the shortage, you know, I just visited our refrigerators this morning and, you know, they're empty. I looked at the shelves and I check them on a weekly basis just to see where we're at. And, you know, it's a shortage and we're not even seeing that shelf life even, you know, extended because of this shortage right now that we're experiencing. So, you know, if this happens, you know, if we don't get the blood that we need, you know, these procedures may have to be delayed or even canceled until we get the blood supply that we need for these hospital patients. And we don't want to get to that point. So, you know, we're asking anyone, if you are feeling well, to donate blood, because there are just so many hospital patients that require it. And, you know, I was recently speaking to one of our patients that we treat here in Las Vegas. And, you know, Vitalant treats her every 4 weeks. She has sickle cell disease. Her name is Rona. And she receives 8 units of type O blood every 4 weeks. And just to put that into perspective, you know, she's received over 2,600 transfusions of type O blood in her lifetime, and she'll continue to need that. So we talk about, you know, patients in a trauma setting, but we also talk about patients who need this blood on a consistent basis to stay healthy and to live a better quality of life.
There's so much talk out there about the vaccination process and, you know, the vaccinated, the non-vaccinated, and that who can donate blood? Can people that are vaccinated donate? Can the unvaccinated donate? How does all that work?
You know, I'm so glad that you asked that, because it's a hot topic right now, you know, the vaccinations, flu shots, and whether you've received a vaccine or if you have not received the vaccine, if you're feeling healthy and well, you can still absolutely donate blood with no deferral period. So if you've received that vaccine or flu shot, or if you have not, you can still donate blood. And we encourage you to do so. And also, if you've recovered from COVID-19 for at least 10 days, you may also donate blood if you're feeling healthy and you are fully recovered and symptom-free.
Oh, that's not bad at all. So only 10 days if you've had COVID, so you can still participate and donate blood and get involved and get entered into that $5,000 big game giveaway. That's the important part. Let's touch on that again.
That's right. So in the month of January, it's, you know, National Blood Donor Month, and we're also experiencing a national critical blood shortage. And in advance to the big game coming up, we're giving out 5 $1,000 prepaid gift cards so you can get all set up if you're going to have a big game party or, you know, use it however you would like. But 5 lucky winners are going to receive a prepaid $1,000 gift card. You'll receive it via email, and all donors that donate in the month of January will be entered into this special drawing.
You know, it would be cool, Brittany, if I got that email saying I won one of the $1,000 gift cards during the big game.
That would be. I mean, how great of timing would that be? I know, I thought the same thing when I saw this, you know, special offer coming out. You know, what a great incentive to donate, and then an extra incentive if you happen to win that gift card. So, you know, it's really a win-win.
Yeah, I wonder if that's when the emails are going to be sent out, because that would be a big plus. I mean, talk about a marketing boom, right? So,
that's right.
Is there anything else you want to add before we bring in our next guest?
Yes, I would just like to encourage, you know, anyone in our community, you know, if you've had especially a loved one affected who's received a blood donation, you know, donate on behalf of them. Or if you have a high school-aged child, you know, 16 ages or older, who meets the requirements for blood donation, you know, let's teach the next generation to, you know, give back and help those in our community by donating blood. You know, I just encourage anyone who really, you know, is feeling well and would like to give back and help out those right now in need. There's a national critical blood shortage, and just this month we saw about 4,500 less donations just because of the new variant and the impact of the pandemic on our blood supply. So we really encourage you to donate at this time by visiting vitalant.org or give us a call at 877-25-VITAL. We'd love to speak with you and talk to you about how you can help to save a life.
And something I just thought of for those people that go back and forth to Vegas maybe on a regular basis, you also have collection centers in Vegas if it's the weekend or maybe a Friday afternoon and you want to stop in and donate blood, or you have a teenager with you that wants to help donate. And there are collection centers in all parts of the valley, aren't there?
There are. You know, we have three donation centers in Southern Nevada. So if you are making a trip here to Las Vegas, we have one on West Charleston and Rainbow. We have another location in the Northwest off Craig Road and another location in Green Valley. So depending on where you're visiting, we also have mobile blood drives all throughout Southern Nevada and the tri-state area coming up. You know, we have these that are still continuing with our amazing community partners that continue to support our mission. So if you visit our website, vitalant.org, or 877-25-VITAL is our phone number, you can schedule an appointment at one of our upcoming blood drives or at our donation centers. And please know, you know, you'll be contributing toward a national critical blood shortage that's affecting us here locally in our community also.
So I'm going to take a wild guess that you're somewhere near Main Center, right?
That's right, yes. I personally am based out of Main Center, but our incredible team, you know, they manage all the operations in Northwest Arizona and the tri-state as well.
It's always good to talk to Vitalant, always good to talk to you, Brittany, and I appreciate you being available this morning to talk about this important issue of this nationwide blood shortage, and especially the critical blood shortage in Southern Nevada.
That's right. Thank you so much, Paul, for having us on today. We hope to see many donors at our upcoming drive.
Absolutely. When is you've got drives in the tri-state area through February 4th, right?
We do, yes. So if you visit our website, you can take a look at all of our upcoming appointments. You just have to visit vitalant.org. You'll enter in your zip code, and all of our upcoming blood drives will appear on the schedule. And, Paul, after our interview today, I'll send you all the info for all of our upcoming drives. So, you know, our listeners can visit your website as well and, you know, schedule an appointment to save a life.
Right, absolutely. Thanks, Brittany. We appreciate all of this important information.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having us today.
All right. Be safe. Thanks.
Thank you. You too.
All righty. And we're going to go to a short break, and we'll come back with some Friends of the Fair from Little Delbert days. That's coming up. A Havasu tradition as well. Coming up soon, we'll get all the info on that. All the 411, as the kids say. All right. Back with more in a moment on Speak Out. I'm Paul Lavoie. Stay with us. Speak Out. I'm Paul Lavoie. We've got our guests in the studio, but first, Speak Out brought to you in part by Horizon Community Bank, also Connected Computer and Technology, Mojave Community College, the company now known as GDK LLC. It's the same Mike Bonney, but a new name, GDK LLC. Also, SunPower by Esme Electric, SamsGuns.com, Herbs Herbs, and Thane O'Brien was spot on, the preferred technology partner of the Arizona Restaurant Association. Call Thane, what a guy, O'Brien. Just say hi. Just say, Paul said to give him guff and say hi. 928-706-2784. He gets lonely out there, so you want to give him a call. Or send an email to T.O'Brien with an E at spoton.com. Don't forget we're on the Lake Havasu City app, and that's available nationwide and worldwide at Google Play and the Apple iStore. Look for the Lake Havasu City app, and then you can get all the past Speak Out episodes all the way back through October, I think. So anyway, yeah, that's kind of cool. Hosted by SoundCloud, and because we're bad, we're nationwide now. Right, Jeff? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
You bet.
That's Jeff Sayer. Jeff is the part of Friends of the Fair from Little Delbert days.
Yes, sir.
You're here every year.
Yes, sir.
It's the only time I can get him to take his cowboy hat off.
Yeah, people don't recognize me if I'm not wearing it.
I didn't even realize it. I didn't get the memo, I guess, but Little Delbert days has kind of snuck up on us this year.
Yep, it's the last weekend of the month, which is Saturday and Sunday, the 28th and 29th of January.
Right, right. So not this weekend, folks, but the following weekend at Sarah Park. And what times everything start on Saturday and Sunday?
The gates open at 9 a.m. And the Little Delbert Days portion of the rodeo, the sign-ups start at 10 a.m. And the kids compete in mutton busting and steer riding at 11. And then the rodeo starts at 1 p.m. and should be over at about 4 o'clock.
Nothing more fun than a rodeo.
Yep.
You know, get out there in the outdoors and there's so much good competition, too, especially the mutton busting.
Oh, it's a blast watching those kids do that.
It's very popular, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, you have a parent of what did they start, a five-year-old, six-year-old?
You know, you have to check the website. I'm not sure of the age. But HavasuRodeo.com is information on the rodeo and the Little Delbert Days portion of it. And it has weight requirements and things like that on the website.
Right, right, right. That's
in
a lot.
In fact, here we go.
That's a lot of fun watching those kids, yeah, too. They hang on for dear life, don't
right.
they?
Oh, yeah. And be sure, if you're going to have your kid compete, be sure you bring him a mouthpiece. And helmets and vests will be provided. And mutton busting, I did write it down here. I apologize for my previous
not a problem
goofy comment.
You got it covered.
3 to 6 years old, and there's a 50-pound max on the mutton busting, and 80-pound on the calf riding, I believe.
So I figured it was down to around 6 year olds.
Yeah.
So yeah, 3 to 6 years old. If you've got a little tyke out there that's pretty brave,
uh-huh,
and wants to have a lot of fun, and I guess there might be some prizes involved in there too.
Yeah, they usually give them ribbons and things like that, you know. So
it's fun to watch them hang onto the sheep or
right.
hang onto the. There's a calf ride also, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's for the older kids. Yeah, the younger kids that are doing the mutton busting wouldn't be old enough to ride the calves, but the age
right.
group is, again, listed on HavasuRodeo.com.
I know from being involved with another rodeo up north of here that mutton busting is very popular. They show up early, and those kids mm-hmm. are psyched to ride.
Oh, yeah, some of them show up with their chaps and vests and cowboy
right.
hats, and
right.
yeah, they're all decked out. Yeah, it's
right.
great.
Okay.
Actually, it's more fun to watch than the rodeo for me. I love that.
I love that part, too.
I love to see kids do things like that.
Right,
yeah.
right. So everything's at Sarah Park. Is it free parking?
Parking's free. It'll be $15 a person to enter into the rodeo grounds.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're 15 years or younger, you're free. And this year we have a new ticket booth set up, so they're not collecting money at the when you drive in anymore, because we started having traffic back up to onto the highway and stuff. So we now have a ticket booth up by the new entrance area of the rodeo grounds.
Better to have people lined up than cars, right?
Yeah, the police department likes that a lot better.
Yeah, I would imagine.
But
I would imagine.
It's $15, like I said, a person for age 16 and over, and it's free parking.
So everything gets started at 11 a.m. with the mutton bust and the calf riding.
Right.
And then you have 1 p.m. are the rodeo events.
Right, right.
So tell me about those.
Well, we have the usual events. We have bareback riding. We have team roping. We have bull riding.
Oh.
We have bronc riding, which is saddle bronc riding, steer wrestling. Then we have calf roping, or actually they call it tie-down roping now.
Is that the team, the tandems also?
No, that's team roping.
Okay.
Okay, and then the tie-down roping is one cowboy chases a calf, and then he ties the feet together and things like that. And then team roping is when you have the two, the header and the heeler.
Right.
And you also have breakaway, women's breakaway. And we got the Extreme Bronx back again. They used to call it Wild Horse Races, but now they call it Extreme Bronx.
Right.
So they'll have two performances per day Saturday. Two performances on Saturday and two on Sunday.
Wow.
And I believe it's actually they have a regular circuit that they ride, and I believe this our rodeo is their finals. So their championship finals.
This sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Anyone has a question, give us a call, 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR. We're talking with Jeff Sayre. He is with Friends of the Fair for Little Delbert Days coming up, not this weekend, but next Saturday and Sunday, January 29th and 30th at the Sarah Park Rodeo Grounds. Kind of surprises me you have bareback, saddle bronc, and bulls.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's typical of every rodeo.
Well, some rodeos don't have bulls anymore. They just, or they'll have only bulls, like the bulls events.
They do have rough stock only events. It's that's not a PCRA event.
Okay.
They have different organizations throughout the rodeo world.
Is this a sanctioned rodeo?
It's a GCPRA, which is Grand Canyon Pro Rodeo Association.
Right.
That encompasses Arizona and New Mexico. It's not a pro rodeo event sanctioned by the PRCA. No.
Oh, right, but it is they are professional.
Oh, yes, yes.
And you're just like at a real, mm-hmm. you know, real rootin' tootin' rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yes, sir. And we do have some tickets.
Was there barrel racing?
Yes, there'll be barrel racing as well.
Because I didn't hear that part.
Oh, I thought I hit it.
It's fun to watch the ladies, yeah. Man. They get competitive, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And all these events that you're watching, the animal that they're riding is probably 80% of the competition. You know, these horses are, you know, you don't just jump on any horse and go out and team rope. Because
right.
Some horses, they don't like being around cows.
Sure.
But, and then same thing with barrel racing and tie-down rope and things like that. They're all trained to do that.
Nice.
Those horses are. Yeah.
Did you look like you may have ridden in the past.
Yes, I do team roping, but I don't compete anymore. I just do it for fun.
Right.
But, yeah, I used to compete in team roping.
How long?
How long ago?
No, how long did you compete?
For probably about 20 years.
No kidding.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes.
Tell me about the life of being on the road in the rodeo.
It's a tough life because you're not home much during the rodeo season.
Did you do it for a living or as a
hobby? No, it was more as a hobby.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't do it for a living. I was a firefighter here locally for my living.
Right.
And I did team roping weekends normally.
Tell me about how far did you reach out?
I went from Nevada and California, a little bit in New Mexico, and then Arizona mainly.
Sounds like a fun life.
Oh, yeah. It's, like I said, it's pretty tough, and you put a lot of miles on your vehicle and your trailer, and your horse gets a lot of trailer time. And
well, yeah, you're dealing with an animal, a very large animal mm-hmm. that requires care and
right.
feeding and veterinary care and that sort of thing. And, mm-hmm. and then you have a team player as well, right?
I did, yes.
A teammate, yeah,
right,
because
I did,
you're team
yes.
roping.
Right, right. But the guys, the competitors that do it for a living, they'll buddy up and, you know, for travel expenses and things like that.
You got entry fees.
Right.
And purses.
Entry fees and, yep.
What's it like to find out you're in the money?
It's very satisfactory and it gives you good self-satisfaction.
Right. Did that happen a lot in your career?
No.
you can still call a hobby a career.
Yeah. No, it didn't happen a lot, but I did win some money sometimes.
You know what? You had fun at it. And that's
oh,
all that
I
counts,
loved
right?
it. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Absolutely. So. Did you pass on your skills?
No. My son, he's not into that.
Yeah.
My daughter, she lives up in Nevada, and they don't do rodeo competing either. They like going and watching.
Right.
And my son actually comes and helps out at our rodeo.
And they know how to care for the livestock, which
oh, yeah.
is important, too.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah. you know, and they know how to ride and stuff, but right. They never had any desire to be a cowboy or a cowgirl, per se.
So when you're at a rodeo, you're the spectator now, no longer the rider or the competitor. What really gets you going that you have to see that event?
I still like the team roping,
yeah.
any of the roping events. But I do, I'm not just a spectator because I am the, what they call the arena manager. So I'm down there amongst it. And it's
right.
a whole, it's a lot different being down there watching it than it is up in the stands.
I bet for the longest time it was really hard to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Sit on the sidelines and watch. I know what that's like.
Yeah. You know, especially when the team roping event came up, you know, you really want to be out there.
Right.
You know, but like I said, I still, I haven't actually done it for just enjoyment for a while for a couple of reasons, but I'll be getting back into it. Hopefully.
Really?
Pretty quick.
Yeah. Oh, wow. There's a major announcement.
Yeah.
All
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You still own a horse?
Yes. Still have horses.
How many?
I had two. One just passed away, so I'm...
I'm sorry to hear that.
The, yeah. That, they get old and do that.
You know, you can enjoy horses 20, almost 30 years, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, she was actually 21 years old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
A
yeah.
mare?
Yes.
All
yes.
right.
And... she gave me 18 great years of whatever I needed to do on her, you know.
Right,
but,
right.
So I'm going to be in the market again for another horse for her, but my wife still has one, and then I borrow one from a friend so we can do trail riding.
Are they
now.
All cutting horses that you have?
No.
They're not they're not trained for that, but are they trained to for any of the roping events?
No.
No.
No, my wife just she does trail riding and things. She's not interested in barrel racing or breakaway roping, anything like that. She loves going to the rodeos. In fact, she's the one that runs the ticket booths and takes care of the funds, things like that.
The only reason why I get into it is because I was one of those rare kids that actually had a horse growing up.
Mm-hmm.
When I would go to one parent's house for the weekend,
uh-huh.
I got involved in that life in Gymkhana rodeos and that
uh-huh.
sort of thing. It was a lot of fun.
Right, right. Yeah,
very good development skills right
yeah,
there.
My wife did, a few years back, she did some gymkhanas and stuff, but she just decided it really wasn't
right.
her cup of tea, and she likes trail riding, and she loves horses, and they do take a lot of care.
For those people listening that think we're speaking a foreign language, gymkhana is actually a rodeo for youth and teens, right?
No, it goes up into seniors.
Oh,
yeah.
It does?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Uh-huh.
We always just competed against other kids.
Right, right.
Back in the day.
Yeah, well, that's expanded. So, yeah, there's a lot of adults that do it.
Really?
Yes.
How old are people still competing in rodeos?
Well,
there's different events you don't have to rope
right.
or dismount. Or
mm-hmm.
or tie or anything like that. You
mm-hmm.
could still do you could do the poles, you You do barrels. Right, that's right. I would imagine get up there in your 70s and still.
Yeah, I don't know how old they are because, you know, you're not supposed to ask people's age.
Oh, of course not. But especially the ladies, right?
Yeah. But out at our rodeo grounds, we have a lady that puts on gymkhanas and things like that and barrel racing. And it's there's some adults out there that do that.
Is there a lot of activity at the Sarah Park Rodeo Grounds?
Yes, there's a lot of activity out there. If there's not a horse event going on out there, they've got other events that go on. There's a group, I can't remember what they call themselves, but they actually travel around the country in motorhomes, and they have jobs that they can, some of them have jobs they can do just on the internet and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So they'll travel around and they'll park for, you know, 5 to 10 days and enjoy the area.
Oh, nice.
But they still have work to do, and they can do it on computer.
So who does the care for the grounds themselves? Is that the county, or is that something that
no, the it's not. No, it's the Friends of the Fair takes care of
all that. Are you a nonprofit organization?
Yes, we are a nonprofit organization, and all the funds that we collect, anything over and above what it costs us for the rodeo, we put back into the rodeo grounds for maintenance and things like that and improvements. And then we also support some of the local agencies and nonprofits
oh, okay.
in town.
So you say Friends of the Fair. Is there also a fair type event involved? Is there anything besides the rodeo? Concessions or vendor booths or anything like that?
At the rodeo, there'll be vendors. They'll have food vendors and drink vendors, and then there'll be some rides and stuff for the kids, like pony rides, and I think they got a mechanical bull out there. And
nice.
And we have the infamous giant dirt hill that kids just love.
What's the dirt hill?
Well, when we first started out there.
I'm a kid at heart, you're speaking to me.
When we first started out there building the rodeo grounds and we held our first rodeo, there was a big mound of dirt that we didn't get moved. And that was the favorite thing for the kids to play on.
Of course.
So we said, you know what? That's easy.
There's a lot of torn benches, though, huh?
So we
when they slide down that hill.
We still have a pile of dirt out there that the kids play on,
right.
and they love it. But there's other things for them to do, like I said, pony rides and things like that.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Let's recap. It's not this weekend, but next weekend.
Right, the 29th and 30th. And gates open at 9, be free parking, it's $15 per person. And then 15 years and under is free. And
right.
we have, again, free parking. And it'll be just loads of fun.
It's always loads of fun. Little Delbert Days here in Lake Havasu City at the rodeo grounds at Sarah Park, presented by Friends of the Fair. Jeff Sayre is our guest. And, boy, I didn't know you was a real-life cowboy and all that, man. I thought you just dressed the part.
No, I've been
around. I knew you were a fireman.
Uh-huh.
And thanks for your service, by the way.
Well, thank you very much. It was my pleasure.
We appreciate that. And again, the gates open at 10 a.m. both days, and the mutton busting starts at 11, and then the rodeo events start at 1 p.m., right?
Correct.
More information at havasurodeo.com. Jeff, anything we missed?
I don't think so.
You didn't know you were telling your life story today, did you?
Yeah. Is our 30 minutes up already?
Yeah, we're about there, man.
Okay, I'm going to be leaving you some tickets that you can give away between now and the rodeo.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Okay.
Thank you.
So we can do that for anybody, however you want to do it.
I'm going to give away a pair of tickets. Can I do that right after the break?
Sure.
All right, I'll do that when we're going to the news at the top of the hour. So, Jeff, thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having
us.
And we'll see you guys on the 28th and 29th.
All righty. A little more ZZ Top as we go to break. I'm Paul Lavoie. Stay with us for a final shot on Speak Out, and I'll give away those tickets too. Welcome back to Speak Out. I'm Paul Lavoie. If you want to go to the Little Delbert Days Rodeo, either January 29th or 30th, that's next weekend at Sarah Park Rodeo Grounds, give me a call, 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. We'll save you $30. That's $15 a ticket, and we'll send you to the Little Delbert Days Rodeo. Okay, I've got someone on the line, so I'm going to ask them to hold on. And at the end of the show, I'll go ahead and pick up when we're in the news, and I'll get your name and telephone number, and that way you can go to the rodeo. All right, until tomorrow, I'm Paul Lavoie, living the dream in Lake Havasu City. Speak Out 2.0 is up next. Tomorrow on this show, we'll have Go Lake Havasu CEO Terrence Concannon and Mike Bonney from GDK LLC. All right, we've got news coming up. And then a short break in the Speak Out 2.0. So have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out.
The voice of the free. KNTR Talk 106.3. KJJJ Laughlin HD2.